Good morning, and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 88. I'm trying to find a proper place to set my recording device. So, this is episode 88, which reminds me of 1988, which reminds me of 1986. The only reason I say it reminds me of 1986 is that a lot of things happened. Sorry, to me, or in my world, I should say, not to me directly, in 1986. So that gets me thinking about music. And I don't know, am I the only person who, I'm sure I'm not the only person because they put them on the radio, so that I must not be alone. I love the old countdowns. I don't get a chance to listen to them on the radio as much as I would like to, but I love it. Turning on the station and hearing like an old Casey Kasem or an old Rick Dees countdown. And I was pretty dedicated. That was, you know, typically on Sundays. And so that was homework day or hangout at home day. And so I listened to a lot of those countdowns and I was a pretty faithful listener. They were usually on Sunday nights where I was. And so, you know, I was home prepping for school the next day. And that was like the big thing for me. I was a huge music lover. And so it's fun for me. My toast is not done. One more go round. It's fun for me to listen, and it's funny because, I mean, gosh, I love hearing the songs that they don't play, you know, the ones that kind of made it but didn't make it enough to be what we hear over and over and over again. I love when stations play those songs that, you know, like Rick Springfield did more than two songs, people. Same with Culture Club. Samantha Fox, it's typically one of the, and I can't think of the name of her songs, Naughty Girls Need Love Too, I think is the one that doesn't get played as much. And a while back, I was listening to a countdown, I was like, oh yeah, I mean, it's so much fun. And a lot of other songs too, that are just like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard this forever, but like still know all the lyrics too. If my brain worked as well for everything else as it does for old song lyrics. So I love catching those. I'd love to know what other people's opinions are, but I know I'm not alone from a few other people who are like, oh, I listened to this weekend. And it's funny to me because I listened to some of them and I totally remember listening to it the first time. Like there's a particular joke that is said or a particular story or a particular letter that Casey Kasem read or something. And I'm like, oh, I heard this when it happened. And which makes me feel both old sometimes, but I was a very avid listener and a very avid paying. It was not background to me. It was as much attention as I could pay to it. So anyway, I love that stuff. I love the flashback stuff too. Like when they do the current shows, but they flashback to the flashbacks or the songs, but they're talking about it currently, which is also fun too, because it's really awesome to hear what people are up to now and what they're doing. And that's what they bring to the table, which is great. But I really do appreciate the old countdowns and I wish they would play them more at a time that I was listening to them. Like Sunday nights in the area that I'm at, there isn't a lot going on Sunday night radio in my personal opinion. But I'd like bring back some of the old countdowns, put them on at Sunday night like you used to, if you're not gonna put new cool stuff on. Because a lot of the countdowns are on Sunday mornings, which they were, I guess some of them were too. We sometimes had like the Rick Dees countdown and the Casey Kasem, and Rick Dees would be in the morning and Casey Kasem sometimes would be in the evening, and worked out well. Good stuff. Anyway, just a blast from the past, thinking about the 80s and 90s. And music, and I love all those old shows, and I love listening to them, and I love remembering the stories or hearing the silly things and the weird things that were going on back then. So that's all I got. Just enjoy those for me. And if you're a radio person, and they never promote them, like I have to stumble on them, which I guess it's kind of pointless to promote some of that stuff. And radios, I don't listen to the radio like I used to, which is, I'm finding a thing that I'm not loving. Like, I want to get back to that, of having just an easy radio in my house instead of, yes, I can listen on the web, but that means there's no channel surfing or flipping or knob spinning to find the song that I want to find the other stations, to find out what's going on and to listen to them. So the times that I've found some of the countdowns are when I'm at people's houses who have old-fashioned radios and happen upon them. So I think I need to fix that about my world. I need a radio that just sits in my living room instead of depending on my computer for music, and iTunes, it doesn't let me listen to my music half the time anyway, and that's a whole nother story. But yeah, I don't know. Do people still love the radio? Like, is that do young, like, I mean, it's, some of it is just how you've learned to listen to music, right? Like, if you've learned to listen on the digital, and I get digital is small and it's convenient when it doesn't dump all your music, and it's great, but I totally miss just flipping through the radio stations. I purchased a radio recently that had a CD player in it, and all of the crystals, I guess they're called crystals, the place where it displays the time and all the information, like what radio station you're on, what CD track you're on, completely died, and it's not very old. And so now I have a very bright blue light, and I can turn it on, and I can play the station that it's on, and I certainly could flip through, but I wouldn't quite know where I am and all of that stuff. So it's not impossible to use, it's just not easy to use, right? So yeah, interesting stuff. That's all I got. I enjoy radio and talking about radio and thinking about radio. So, sorry, I'm just made a mess and I'm trying to clean it up now. Oh, I'm at the last of my jelly and I spilled a little bit of jelly on the garbage can. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your music from the past or the present, whichever treats you well in your internal inspirations. Definitely feel free to check out the other podcasts at morningswithastranger.com. I haven't eaten or had a sip of my tea yet. Okay, I've had one sip of my brewed tea. I'm very excited. Apparently my brain needs some wake-up juice. morningswithastranger.com. All the podcasts right there. If you want to support the podcasts, you can go to the Amazon links. Click on Amazon from that page, and then whatever you purchase in that episode of shopping, a little portion of that, no cost to you, goes to support the podcast. It's very small, but we are grateful for it anyway. So, Facebook, @mornings with a stranger, no spaces. Check it out. Thank you so much. Subscribe on iTunes. Whatever you gotta do, subscribe your friends to iTunes, subscribe your mother to iTunes, whatever. Just do what you gotta do. Pass the word around. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.